of a large crate that stands in front of you. Rawl, what do you do?
I examine the crate for any mechanisms or perhaps traps.
The locking mechanism is electronic. It's not coded, but it does not have a manual release. It has a power source. You have to push the buttons and it unlocks itself. The power source seems to be running something inside the actual crate itself.
Oh my. I push the button.
All right. As we said last week, a sound as you hear the crate automatically unlatch and pop as a semi-vacuum seal breaks. A cold mist evaporates along the seam of the crate. And as you open the crate, you are amazed to stare down at... Now, these guys have been waiting a week, maybe? Good week? Yeah, since we played last, to find out what's in this crate. And I text everybody today, and the text I sent said thus, "Who is stoked to play Star Wars tonight? Find out. Tonight, the question that's been plaguing Matt, well, we shall find out, will be finally answered. What's in the crate in the main hangar of the blue deck of Zelzon Station?
Tell me!
I even gave them a hint. I said, what's cold and covered in metal and doesn't have a blade and guitar strings, hinting at Poser's main weapon. Ryan said, and gave me a flat little face. Matt was busy at work, and I got no response. He's waiting to actually play. I particularly enjoyed Frank and Aiden's responses. Frank had several a corpse. Perhaps they have gold bars? A missile. A crate of rare cultural antiquities found on a distant world. You know, like rubber chickens that squeak.
I think it's a youngling.
Grenades. And then finally, Aiden put, you know what? I'll find out in 2 hours because this was pregame.
Jedi baby in a box.
A Jedi baby in a box.
What? Last week, like right after the session, I first guessed, Kyber crystals. And I was like,
Kyber crystals. Yeah, wouldn't that be good for you? And we text about that all week. So now that you're here, Matt, Ryan, any speculation of actually what is in front of you? What do you think is going to be there besides Jedi
baby? Baby Jedi. You go ahead, Matt.
I think it's a little baby Jedi. Or maybe not a baby. A Jedi in a box. Frozen in carbonite. Maybe it's Han. No, wait. That hasn't happened yet.
Ryan?
He's the Millennium Falcon, which is in the adjacent bay.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to lose it in a gambling match.
Wouldn't that be cool? Hoping and assuming no one Googled these. I really liked everyone's answers, but for the win is Matt. There
really?
Is a figure frozen in carbonite laid out in a crate before you. You do not recognize this person. They are completely frozen and covered in cold metal.
This is bullshit. And I kick it. This is not keys for pilot ship. What the hell?
Oh, yes.
The crate, which is kind of on a hover platform that was being towed from the... I kept calling it a Zamboni, but it's actually like what they call a lift. Goes skittering across... I'm actually going to make this happen here on the map. It goes skittering across and bounces off a wall. during this time, he wasn't so far away. There you go. Merrick was not so far away. Comes up, peeking over your shoulder.
That's awesome.
This is one person. I was hoping at least for one thermonuclear detonator. This is bullshit.
Easy with the cargo there, Merrick. Who knows who this guy is? He could be worth millions.
But he can't explode.
I mean, he can explode if we try hard enough.
All right, I close the lid of the box.